Along the coast, the beaches narrow into stretching shingle banks, behind which the freshwater pools and scrapes of Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Cly and Salthouse marshes attempt to hide from the sea. In recent years, this has proved more difficult, and on several occasions, winter storms have caused breaches in the shingle bank, inundating the marshes with seawater. Despite this, Cly still remains one of the top birdwatching sites in the country, and rare vagrant birds continue to be recorded on the reserve. Norfolk Wildlife Trust completed work at Cly that will create new wetland habitat and restore the old salt marsh channels. This will help future-proof the reserve against climate change and enable the trust to move fresh water into the reed beds more easily, and in the event of flooding, the ability to evacuate seawater more quickly. In winter, after a good breeding year, the reed beds at Cly are full of bearded tits. The mature male is a striking bird, sporting a powder blue head and droopy Victorian gent's moustache. In freezing snowy weather, bittern, normally hidden in the reeds, can be quite obliging as they stalk along frozen dike edges. Although our frequently mild winters now find spoonbill, more often associated with the Mediterranean, spending the whole year here, they have recolonised North Norfolk, which is one of their few breeding areas in the UK. The return of this strange-looking bird with a spatula bill has been possible due to habitat improvements and its protection under law, which ensures they no longer end up in glass display cases. Our region's coast and its array of wildlife is appealing all year round, but when the beach cricket stumps have been collected up and the windbreak and towels folded away, it is for me only then that the North Norfolk coast truly comes alive. A long winter's walk in this area of outstanding natural beauty can prove an exhilarating experience. For often, apart from a fresh breeze and gentle surf, the only company is solitude. They also have a high biological productivity with abundant invertebrates such as ragworms, lugworms, sandhoppers, cockles and snails that provide food for internationally important populations of migrant and wintering birds. Mudflats are also important fish nurseries for species such as plaice. Towards land, and in the absence of man-made structures, mudflats become salt marshes, first vegetated with succulent samphire, and then with cord grasses, sea purslane, sea aster and sea lavender as the mud becomes drier. Creeks fan out through the salt marsh, channeling the water up to flood the lower marsh at high tide and draining away rapidly as the tide drops. They form important nest sites for many species of coastal birds, and they have their own unique community of invertebrates.